K107.1, your home for Packer football. And as you heard on Sunday, Packers, well, let's say it was an ugly game. Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com joins us. Brian, we almost laughed, or we did laugh, really, about the prospects of the Packers not winning this game. Not to say that it was that they almost lost, but this was a lot closer and a lot uglier than I think you and I both would have thought this game would have gone, Brian.
Yeah, and we're certainly not the only ones. I mean, this wasn't a game where, I mean, nobody was picking the Jaguars to win it. So, you know, we weren't the only ones laughing at it. And yes, the Packers struggled, but, you know, I suppose you could say when you have 8 starters out injured, that's what happens.
I thought, though, that in the case of, like, Jordy Nelson, they maybe looked at this game as a game where they could rest some of these guys. And I thought the Packers, I'm not going to say they overlooked the Jaguars. I heard Brad Jones. I'm playing too much Madden. He's on my Madden team. I heard Brad Jones in the postgame saying that they thought the Jaguars gave them their best effort, but the Packers still should have beat them by a couple more touchdowns. I wasn't really that impressed with the Jaguars. If anything, I was almost disgusted by how the Packers were playing. Offense never seemed to be clicking to me.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there. The Packers didn't do anything on Sunday. Aaron Rodgers threw for less than 200 yards for the first time in seemingly a long time. I can't remember the last time that happened. Might have been 2010, I think, at least a game in which he played maybe the whole game. And the offense wasn't going anywhere. Alex Green wasn't getting any running room. When he didn't do anything with it. So Packers offense kind of fumbling yesterday. Literally, Aaron Rodgers also had a fumble for the first time in 2 seasons. So things just not clicking on Sunday.
Was it because they were without, I mean, we've been playing without Greg Jennings, and the Packers have been doing a nice job of kind of working the offense without him. But was the loss of Jordy Nelson maybe bigger than we thought it might be?
You know, it doesn't help when you're without your top 2 receiving targets, no doubt about it. The other Packers wide receivers seem to have a hard time getting open, you know, as well as a Greg Jennings does, as well as a Jordy Nelson does. I know a lot of the passes that Randall Cobb caught, they all came within, like, less than 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, so you know, even when they were completing passes, they weren't going for very far. So uncharacteristic, especially what you've seen out of the Packers the past 2 weeks when they had very good games against the Texans and the Rams.
Really having a hard time with first downs in this game. They had a lot of passes to me, it felt like, where the guy would catch it and he'd be able to easily get the first down, but yet he danced around. I think Cobb did it. Boykins, I think, did it too. And then once they got on third and short, it was like the Packers were allergic to getting a first down, and they just didn't seem, like you said, to have that rhythm.
Yeah, you know, I've kind of been a critic of the Packers wide receivers this year. There's a lot of times they'll get the ball in their hands, and they want to make the big play. They want to bounce it to the outside for, you know, what they'll hope it, you know, goes for a 40-yard play instead of just putting their shoulder down, getting the first down. Randall Cobb was guilty of it. In other games, James Jones and Greg Jennings have been guilty of it. And yeah, the result is yesterday, they did a very poor job converting first downs and, you know, generating any sort of offense.
I think this was a game where it's easy to say that the defense kind of won it for the Packers, holding Jacksonville to field goals rather than touchdowns, stopping a 2-point conversion, and of course the punt return for a touchdown, or the punt block for a touchdown, definitely the most important play of that game.
Yes, creating turnovers there for the Packers was big. That was the play of the game right there, the punt block for a touchdown. The first punt the Packers have blocked since 2003, the first punt they've blocked for a touchdown since 1990, I believe. So that's how long it's been for the Packers, but that's the difference. You know, great job there. They had not been forcing turnovers on defense either all season long, forcing fumbles, I mean. So they got that off the schneid there yesterday. So that's a step in the right direction for the Packers defense.
So the Packers getting the 24-15 victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars. A little more banged up, though. We had a couple injuries on defense.
Yes, Jarrell Worthy left the game with a concussion, did not return. Defensive lineman Mike Neal left the game with an ankle injury, did not return. Don't really know the extent of their injuries yet. You know, for all we know, it could be a thing where they'll be ready by Sunday, but the fact that it did happen to two defensive linemen kind of is a little bit scary prospect in that it could hurt the depth there. We'll wait and find out.
Are we going to be dealing with all the starters there? I think six starters, three on each side of the ball. Are we going to be dealing with these injuries? We know Jennings is out for a while, Woodson. Do we think, is Nelson coming back next week? Do we know?
Don't really know. You know, he did test before the game, so that would kind of indicate that he's probably close to returning. So, you know, if I had to guess, I would say yes, Jordy Nelson's going to play, but, you know, at this point, it's only a guess.
And just because I want to get it on record when I go back and listen to these at the end of the season, Brian, I listen to them all and kind of recap how the season went because I'm a, you know, I'm a dork and I really like talking to you. I want to get on record that as great as Mike McCarthy's been on his kind of trickery this year, Tim Mastay going four wide is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yes, I have to agree. I mean, nothing wrong with going for a fake punt play, but I mean, I've seen fake plays work where you throw way across the field, but usually when that's happening, you have a quarterback throwing it and not a punter. I mean, just not a good play call. If you're going to throw the ball, just put Aaron Rodgers out there.
And now Mastay's completion percentage on the season goes from 100 all the way down to 50, so that's tough as well. Brian Caribou joining us from CheeseheadTV.com. We'll talk to you again on Friday. Another kind of lesser opponent, the Arizona Cardinals, coming to town. Hopefully we have an easier time. But again, Cardinals play the Niners tonight. Never know what you're going to get from this squad, so we'll see. Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com. We'll talk to you later in the week, my friend.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.